It seems like almost yesterday that Southeast Missouri State Teachers College became a pioneer in radio broadcasting. With 200 watts of power and a wavelength of 360 meters, WSAB went on the air on Tuesday, March 27, 1923. Construction of the station began in the summer of 1922, but was delayed until the education building, now Crisp Hall, was near completion so that an antenna could be erected there. Development of the station was the idea of Professor E. H. Thomas, chairman of the Department of Physics at the college. And on March 27, President Joseph Serena welcomed all listeners and explained the objectives of Southeast Missouri Teachers College and what the college expected from the region's high schools. The first full week of broadcasting included a musical program by Miss Violet Benson, a discussion of public health issues by Professor Robert Douglas, and an additional music performance by Miss Laura Ann Keller. The broadcast schedule on Wednesday of that first week was interrupted by a series of thunderstorms, and the station did not go on the air that evening. Ah, but then, as reported in the campus newspaper, the Kappahaw Arrow, on Thursday of that first week, all of the central United States was shaken when Hirsch's Jazzy Orchestra filled the airwaves with peppy music. And the first week concluded with a performance by the Girls' Glee Club. The new technology of radio created an exciting week in Southeast Missouri. Letters were received indicating that the sound of WSAB had been received as far away as Texas, South Dakota, Maryland, and Paducah, Kentucky. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.